Welcome to the Arcos Advisors newsletter, Breaking Through. This is issue number 77. Culture, is yours propelling you forward or holding you back? Culture is often described as the invisible force that shapes an organization. One definition is knowledge, values, attitudes, and beliefs shared by a society. Or we often describe it simply as how we do things around here. Inherent in that is a standard and expectation defined by the organization. So culture isn't merely a concept. Culture drives behavior, influences decision-making, and ultimately determines an organization's success. Yet, many leaders view culture as something intangible, an outcome rather than an input. The reality? Culture is either actively cultivated or passively allowed to take its own shape. And its impact on execution, innovation, affiliation, and performance cannot be overstated. Without intentional focus, culture can become a significant barrier to achieving strategic goals and retaining talent. Conversely, when purposely crafted, nurtured, and embedded, culture becomes the catalyst that propels an organization to new heights. One way to think about this idea is to consider a garden. The most vibrant and productive gardens thrive not just because of what is planted, but because of the ecosystem in which these items grow. If the soil is neglected or the environment is not conducive to promote growth, the plants struggle, no matter how strong the seeds. The same is true for organizations. Culture is the environment where people, strategies, and innovations either thrive or wither. A strong culture doesn't happen by accident. It requires consistent attention and care. If you are not actively working the ecosystem, cultivating values, fertilizing with clear communication, monitoring conditions through feedback, and weeding out behaviors that contradict the mission, your organization's culture may unintentionally hinder execution and reject innovation. Let's use strategy as an example. The well-known quote from Peter Drucker, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast," underscores the fundamental truth that an organization's culture determines whether strategic initiatives succeed or fail. Culture drives behaviors, both explicit and implicit. If the prevailing behaviors within an organization contradict its strategy, execution will stall. For example, a firm that values collaboration but rewards individual performance may struggle with teamwork. A company that emphasizes innovation but seeks blame and punishes failure will see employees hesitate to take risks. An organization that values and promotes change but has leaders who protect or hold on to legacy thinking and processes may fall behind competitively or limit growth. To be successful when setting strategic objectives, leaders must ask themselves this question: does our culture support the actions and behaviors required to execute our strategy? If not, culture must be addressed before expecting strategic initiatives to gain traction and deliver results. While strategy was used as the example, you could look at other areas and ask the same question. If we implement X, does our culture support the actions and behaviors required to execute? If you know that X is what you need to do to get to the next level, and you answer that question no, you must address the culture and ask yourself, what do we need to do to change or strengthen the culture so it provides the necessary ecosystem to propel success? To ensure your culture helps you succeed, Think through the following aspects of culture. Number one, define and clarify. Performance starts with expectations, and there is no stronger foundation for behavioral expectations than your mission, values, and core beliefs. What are your mission and values? Do you have core beliefs or guiding principles? And how well are these keystone elements known and understood? Clarity around mission, values, and core beliefs sets the standard for behavior, decision-making, and accountability. In fact, in their book, Managing by Values, Ken Blanchard and Michael O'Connor state, "In a company that truly manages by its values, there is only one boss, the company's values. So they and the mission must be defined and clear." In addition, it's important to go beyond simple definitions and provide examples of behaviors that demonstrate the mission and values and those that don't. When not well supported by guidance and illustrations, values may be misapplied or turned into rationalizations to justify behavior that is not aligned. Remember, if you don't clearly define your culture, it will define itself, and possibly in ways that undermine your goals or that you do not intend. Number two, communicate and reinforce. Culture is not a one-time message. Ongoing communication reinforcing culture must be woven into the fabric of daily operations. Critical questions here include, how are new employees oriented into your culture? What messaging is included? Who is providing that messaging? In what ways and how often are we reiterating our mission and values to existing employees? What types of communication methods are we using? For example, one-to-one conversations, team conversations, training, digital reminders, visual signs or posters, tangible items or swag, storytelling, etc. How are leaders role modeling the behaviors we promote as a part of our culture? How are leaders integrating and reinforcing mission and values into their communications? And these are just a few of the questions that you need to ask around communication. When it comes to the culture, you must be diligent in weaving the communication throughout the entire employee experience, not just in onboarding. Mission, values, and core beliefs don't come to life in mere definitions or simple introductions. Strategic repetition of key messages regarding your culture is vital for clarity, enhanced understanding, and for living it. Number three, institutionalize. Defining and communicating culture is essential. But the real impact happens when the culture is institutionalized. Said differently, when it becomes embedded in the organizational DNA. This means promoting your mission and values as part of your employer brand, using your mission and values for screening when selecting and hiring talent, integrating cultural expectations into onboarding processes, embedding values into performance development and promotion criteria, reinforcing culture through recognition and rewards, promoting storytelling to evidence the culture in action, creating culture-based experiences, integrating culture into learning and development, using mission and values as part of the selection criteria for potential mergers or acquisitions, embedding culture carriers in new offices, locations, or teams, making culture part of decision-making, referencing it in meetings and in daily conversations. These are just a few of the ways to operationalize and institutionalize your culture. The key is to create ways to demonstrate and reinforce how you want people to operate within your organization and what you want them to experience. When culture is institutionalized, it ceases to be an abstract concept and becomes a living, breathing force that guides the organization. Are you tending to your ecosystem? Leaders who actively cultivate culture create an environment where strategy can be executed, innovation can flourish, and resilience can be built. Culture is not a side project. It is the foundation upon which every aspect of business success is built. If you're not shaping your culture with intention, it is shaping your results, whether you realize it or not. The question isn't whether your organization has a culture. The question is whether it's the culture you need to be successful. If you want to explore this topic further, check out our Breakthrough Moments section of our newsletter. Reflect on your culture, leadership practices, and team dynamics with the questions provided there for additional thinking.